So welcome to Force North. This is a bit of a strange episode. This is more of a meta episode. So we'd like to start by thanking you for listening. We have almost 500 followers on YouTube. The goal is 1,000 because then you trigger things in the algorithm apparently. So keep on subscribing and liking. But we'd also like to announce that we've realized that this turned into more of a pod than a video channel. So we're actually releasing a pod now that we've been testing for a couple of weeks over at fossnorth.se/pod, where you can get all the slide materials, various RSS feeds with MP3s or AUG files to your preference. So we're trying to turn this slightly more pod-ish over time. So do tell us how you like it and what you like in what format. And but also some background. I mean, all of us have met through FOSS North as a conference and FOSS GBG as a meetup, and we have some Stockholmers running the FOSS Stockholm things. So I mean, originally we're a conference, and we go even further back where Henrik hosted another conference earlier in Gothenburg, FS Cons, which predates FOSS North. But at the moment, it's kind of hard to run physical events due to COVID. But we do have a date planned for November 1st. So we will soon release the call for papers and start planning for that. In March this year, the original plan date, we turned virtual. And that might be the case in this case as well. But let's see how it pans out. Hopefully, we can meet in person sooner or later. And a big shout out to all the sponsors who's standing by and still waiting to actually get an event for their money. Do check out fossnorth.se if you're looking for work for companies that likes open source or products.
Yeah, but basically, if the problem with the 50 people limit is still there, then we cannot run it, at least not locally, just then we do the same as we did before.
Yeah, then it'll be a virtual event, but we will somehow try to do something again around those dates.
Yeah.
But we do have some future topics planned as well. So we even had a suggestion from Daryl Cullen. Thank you. So now you know how late or early we record these things since we saw his YouTube comment now. But he wants to know a bit about business models around open source. So that's something we'll look into. And I know that both you, Henrik and Richard, have prepared some materials as well.
Mine is about the Creative Commons licenses. And Henrik's was about, I don't remember.
License compliance.
Yeah.
So how to actually fulfill the things. And we've also reached out to a common acquaintance of ours, an actual lawyer who's willing to talk about CLAs. And Mirko, who spoke about patents, has offered to come back if you have more questions. So, I mean, reach out to us either through the YouTube comments or through the FOSS North info email. And tell us what you want to hear about, and we'll keep on producing material.
Always nice to have an actual lawyer. Present.
Yeah, actually, on that note, on that note, a pick from my side, the SFSE, is it like that? The
Free Software Foundation Europe. Yeah,
exactly. They also have a podcast, and their latest episode was basically about the same thing which we did for a whole series for, but they condensed it into one episode, and they also had a lawyer and talking to them and so on. So check them out.
Yeah, we'll add a link to the description, definitely. And I mean,
funny, the way you pronounce F and S, and when you record that, it's hard to hear. So picking a name like FSF, it's strange. And this used to be the, you once spoke earlier about the conference I co-hosted with some friends. It was called FS Cons, and we had to spell it out, but FSFE is That's a tough one to spell out.
Especially for me, I used to be involved in another organization actually called SFS.
By the way, speaking about, you could say, instead, Johan, of saying we're late in preparations for stuff, you can say that we are fresh. So we're so fresh with the CLA that I'm actually having a meeting with the lawyer today at 3. So this is how fresh things are, or how late
things are. Awesome. So that's something that's coming up shortly. We will try to get that recorded in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I mean, for those of us in Sweden listening to us, we're all based in Sweden, us speaking here. We've also appeared on Kodsnack, so we'll drop a link to them as well.
That's in Swedish.
In Swedish. and they've also had a lawyer visiting, what's his name, Carl Gleisner. Yeah. So there are some contents for a Swedish context there as well. The lawyer we're bringing in is from Germany, so she will bring a slightly different perspective to things. But if you have questions, do reach out to us and we will ask them to her. Thank you all for listening. Try out the pod. Tell us if anything's broken. it's a Django hack, basically, the RSS generator and stuff. And do like and subscribe on YouTube to push us over 1,000 listeners so that we can trick the algorithm into bringing even more people into learning about free and open source software.
Johan, one question. Did you add it to the iTunes search directory?
I did not. We should.
Okay, we should, because a lot of people are searching like that. Okay.
So we're actually having a meeting while recording.
Of course. That's the best way. But we'll drop links to everything that we mentioned, and we hope to see you in the pod and on YouTube.
Yeah. Or you as a subscriber could create an additional account and subscribe to that as well. Then we'll reach out.
Yeah, double it up.
So like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Cheers. It has come to this.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.